All right, good morning. 7:40 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Monday edition of the program. And it's the first Monday of June, so that means it is time for a chat with some pros from CRMC, Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. Joining us, we have Lindsay and Catherine. How are you ladies doing?
Great. How are
good.
You?
Hey, it's good to have you. So you work in an interesting and a department that until a few minutes ago I did not know exists, Business and Industry Health.
Yes.
So can you tell me about a little bit of what your roles are at CRMC and what is this department?
Yes. Well, I'm Lindsay, and I'm the nurse supervisor at in that department. We provide occupational medicine services to local companies. CRMC is the only dedicated full-service occupational medicine facility in the region. And recently, we invited Catherine Cornell to join our team. And so I'm going to let Catherine tell everyone a little bit about herself.
Hi, I'm Catherine Cornell. I've been a nurse practitioner for about the last 7 years. Some of you might know me. I've operated in primary care for those 7 years. I do currently live in Independence, but I am from Coffeyville. I was actually born at the hospital that I work at, a couple floors down. I grew up here in town and actually lived just down the street from the hospital as well. I started my journey with CRMC Business and Industry. I have some big plans to help make us grow so that we can serve the community better.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So we provide drug and alcohol screenings, pre-employment testing, return to work testing. We can also help businesses develop their OSHA programs, like the respiratory and hearing protection programs. We can help with that. A large part of what we do is workman's compensation, compensation evaluations. And Catherine will tell you kind of what we can see up there and the kinds of things that we can take care of.
Basically, I mean, we can see anything from a simple laceration requiring some first aid to people needing sutures or staples. We also do evaluations for more complex injuries to the joints and back. I think part of what sets CRMC Business and Industry apart is that we are knowledgeable of OSHA reportables and aware of regulations surrounding those workplace injuries. Our focus is on getting your employee back to work with reasonable restrictions and avoiding that lost time. We also want to have a good working relationship with our companies and help them through the process. So if your company would like more information regarding the services we offer, we can be reached at 620-252-2277.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, how did both of you get into kind of this niche, I guess you will, of healthcare? You know, it seems like kind of an interesting role and one that I, you know, haven't heard too much about. So, but especially with our, you know, industry here in Montgomery County, I mean, this is something I feel like it is definitely needed and a great service you provide.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I started with CRMC about a year and a half ago, and it was my first time to do anything with occupational health. I've learned a lot in the last year and a half, and I've made some really good, developed some really good relationships with a lot of the businesses here in town, and I hope to continue doing that and getting to, like Catherine said, get to make sure our workforce is healthy.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And Catherine, I appreciate you sharing that. You know, it's neat that you've come full circle in the fact that, you know, you're born, literally born in the hospital and now you're working here. I mean, that's awesome. That's just great.
Yep. And I got into OCMED kind of by accident. I used to work for CRMC and I left for a little bit. And my sweet boss, Melissa, she hunted me back down and convinced me to come be part of the team. And I'm really glad that I did that. So.
Hey, well, that is really great. And just another facet of the many services that are provided at CRMC. Mm-hmm. And just being, you know, we're really lucky to have something like that here in Coffeyville because, you know, a real wide range of things. Is there anything in particular, you know, from your standpoint that you see, in the industry as far as, you know, we're always looking to better the working environment, you know? I'm sure that there's things that, you know, are good for employers to know how to prevent, you know, accidents, preventing. You talk about hearing loss, too. That's another thing that, you know, even in the past 20 years, there's been a big push for you know, hearing protection. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the stuff with OSHA is always changing too. You kind of have to keep updated with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if any businesses need help with that kind of thing or want guidance, then we're more than happy to meet with you to help you work through those issues and those problems, and help you develop a workflow that's going to work for your company.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great reminder because we have, you know, a lot of larger businesses, you know, industries that this is kind of already something they're familiar with. But, you know, there may be even some smaller employers that say, hey, you know, this might not be a bad idea. I mean, I've even seen in some smaller manufacturing places where, you know, maybe their setup is not really ergonomic and that could actually be causing some injuries, perhaps, you know, repetitive things.
Yep, we can actually have one of our physical therapists come out and do those ergonomic evaluations if we need to. And the you said repetitive kind of stuff that a lot of the industries around here do can cause some injuries, can, you know, sometimes cause issues. And so that's what Catherine's here for, to help manage those things.
Yeah, no, that's a really great reminder, too, for anyone out there who maybe, yeah, you might need to be thinking about this stuff. You know, I saw a situation where they had these big grinders belts that came down, mm-hmm. and they had people seated at normal chairs. Well, they were starting to get problems with that. So what they did is they had them basically sit on the floor. And because in that angle, because they couldn't move the big grinder, you know, the big belts. So they changed that, and that improved things dramatically. So little things like that. And that's really good to know one of the services that you provide.
Yep,
so
we can do that.
Good deal. Well, anything else you ladies would like to share this morning with the listeners?
I can't think of anything.
Good deal. Well, once again, how about you want to give us the number and the contact information? That way, if anyone is out there, they need to get a hold of you for any reason. What's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. So telephone's probably best, 620-252-2277. But we are located on the fourth floor of the old part of the hospital. So you would use the tan colored elevators when you come in. You're more than welcome to come up and visit us and check us out.
Okay, well, very good. Lindsay and Catherine, I really appreciate you coming on here this morning. And thank you again for, you know, the service that you provide to our community. We really do appreciate that.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, all righty. And we'll be back here with some features from K-State right after the news. And then we will get to Open Line right around 8:30 here on KGGF.